Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Okay, so, Katie, you're going to get fired. I'm not trying to attack you, but literally seconds ago, you're about to come in the studio and you looked at me and you mouthed this. I'm going to go pee. This
I mean, everybody pees, Jason.
Oh, sure, sure.
Not me.
Some people.
Took years of training.
How long have you been going on the streak?
Oh, 2 years.
I think it's coming out the wrong way.
That David Blaine. Stupid stunts. All right. There's a new app that just got released, and it is something employers can use, bosses in particular, to monitor how much time you're spending in the bathroom at work. You're so fired, Katie, is what it says here in the news story.
It says me specifically?
You're so fired. Talking
okay,
to you,
well,
Katie, from the wake-up call.
I can't help that I have a bladder the size of a thimble. That's number one. Number two, I try to drink a lot of water every day. It goes right through me, guys.
If it goes right through you, have you ever thought of just taking the water from your Ocean Spray empty bottle, recycled, whatever, saving the environment? Have you ever thought of just pouring the water right in the toilet?
Well, I don't know that that has the health benefits that I think water's supposed to if I do it that way.
It doesn't. It seems to save time.
It does, yeah. You say it goes right through you.
Can I tell you guys something? It's about me peeing.
Oh. No.
I mean, I did bring
no,
it up.
No, you can't.
I'll say yes.
Okay. You know how I pee so much when I'm at work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I pee that much all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how good I am at just peeing on the side of the road.
We had this discussion. Don't change the subject here. Don't turn, because...
You sound like such a garbage person.
You'd never know. I have it down to a science.
What do you think that people think you're doing on the side
of
the road?
Oh, they probably think I'm checking my oil or something.
Where are you peeing?
Peeing at the front of the car?
No. You open the passenger side door and then the back passenger side door, and then you squat in between the two.
I have so many questions. Number one.
Pretty smart, huh?
That's not how you check your oil, but...
That was number one. Yeah.
First, stop drinking water! Oh, my God.
She took a huge gulp of water. She spit it all over her computer screen.
Guys!
You're getting fired. You just broke a $5,000 computer.
Oh, really?
When they bought it in 1990.
Katie just spit water all over herself. Don't dab your face.
Clean the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, Gavin, what do you expect? The water's got to come out some way. If it's not the bottom, and you can't win. If you pee too much, you get fired. If you spit the water out of your mouth into the computer, you get fired.
Okay, also, you guys should take it as a compliment that I have to pee so much.
Really?
Because
I can't wait to see where this goes.
Is amazing.
Because another part of it is that you guys are so funny.
Oh.
And you make me laugh.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes when I laugh, it makes me have to pee more. Oh, jeez. This is a mess, you guys.
Don't blame us.
So anyway, we're hiring.
I got down my sleeve. I got down the sleeve of my sweatshirt. I don't know how that happened.
Here's the bottom line.
You're getting fired. I mean, that's...
This app,
mm-hmm.
what started this whole conversation.
I don't want it.
It tells you how long you're in the bathroom.
The only
thing that I will say in Katie's defense is that when she goes to the bathroom, she's in and out.
Yeah.
She's in there maybe a minute, maybe two, tops two. And she's in there so quickly that sometimes I worry that she doesn't have good hygiene. So that being said, the app seems like it's not going to help you because it doesn't count how many times you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
It just counts how long you're in the bathroom.
But it also can tell you if one stall's been occupied for too long. So if you're Greg...
What's the benefit of that?
Here's the thing. I'm thinking it's just you pee too much. But if you're Greg, that guy with, you know...
IBS.
Or the guy who maybe doesn't eat all that healthy and you have a heart attack on them, they'll find you.
Well,
It's a safety measure. Here, so I took this approach that you're going to get fired, but it's a safety measure for people who may die on the toilet at work otherwise.
So is this app for employers?
Yes. Here's a saving grace for you, okay? It's only available in Japan currently.
Oh.
A lot of their things don't make it over here. Like, I'm sure they probably have invented vending machines that sell toilets for your right. desk, which would yeah. eliminate this problem as well. You're probably going to be okay.
I think that's called a catheter.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.